B'shem Kol Yisrael, Shalom Aleichem. For today's halacha, we're going to learn the very relevant question of when do we have to honor and respect our parents, and when is it okay to tell our parents respectfully no. So, the Shulchan Aruch writes that, imagine you're the rabbi in a synagogue, you're giving a speech, and your mom and dad, in the middle of your speech, come up and rip your clothing, spit in your face, and give you a smack. What are you supposed to do in that situation? The Shulchan Aruch writes, be silent and fear God. Don't respond. That's to such an extent the Torah requires us to honor our parents. Wow. Shulchan Aruch also writes, we're talking Yoredea Rish Mem, that if a person's parents come up to them and take their wallet and chuck it out a boat, chuck it out the window, all you can do is, you can't respond, you can't get aggressive back at them, there's no Indian of screaming at them, you just need to just kind of take it. This is actually based on a Gemara where there's a rabbi who that's exactly what happened to him. Now, the Rama writes that in this particular situation, if you can stop your parents from throwing the wallet out the window, then you think that they're going to regret afterwards throwing the wallet out the window, then you can stop them. And also, one can sue their parents in that situation to get the money back, because you're not obligated to having monetary loss. So it's a bit tricky. But the principle that we're getting here is how, to such a great extent, the Torah requires us to respect our parents. And in fact, you know, when you have a parent that, like most of us, Baruch Hashem, that you love and treats you kindly, it's kind of natural and relatively easy to respect them. You're so grateful for everything they've done for you. The real mitzvah of Kibud Av is dafka in the case of a challenging parent. Dafka, specifically in that situation, we're still required to honor them and treat them with respect. There are some exceptional situations where, of abusive parents, where we would be obligated to stop them from doing what they're doing wrong, or wicked parents. We'll note that in later halachot. But when we're talking not about that situation, then the Torah requires us to be respectful. On the other hand, to be respectful after the fact is not the same as always listening to them. So then we're getting to the next big question, which is, do we have to listen to our parents? The answer the Pnini Halacha explains is that it is a mitzvah. In this case, what we mean is a good deed, a good thing to do, to listen to your parents. So if your parents tell you, hey, be home by 11, and you really know that you could be home by 12 and it would be fine, but you listen to them anyway, you fulfilled a mitzvah. The truth is, in that particular situation, you probably would have to listen to your parents, because they're going to be worried about you by you staying up late and you're living in their premises, so you really have to listen to them. But let's say it had nothing really to do with them. Let's say your parents ask you to wear a sweater, and you don't really need a sweater. If you listen to them, you get a mitzvah. But since it does not directly apply to your body, to their body, I'm sorry, and just listening to their request, you would not be obligated to listen to them. The mitzvah of Kibud Av is when it relates to them, you're not obligated if it doesn't relate to you. It's a good thing to do, but you don't have to. So for example, if it's a really hot day and they're telling you to wear a sweater, it'll be okay to respectfully explain to your parents that it's not necessary in this situation. Again, if you're living under their premises and they're paying for you, and it's certainly if it's something connected to the house, then one really should, might even be obligated to listen to their parents. So just a few more situations. When it comes to big decisions like which job you're going to take or where you're going to live, so in that situation, one doesn't necessarily listen to his parents. One takes it into account, of course. But if you know that you're meant to be a lawyer and your parents want you to be a computer person, you take their advice, but you're not obligated to listen. You speak it out with them and explain to them why it's better for you to be a computer person. That's a big decision that's going to affect your entire life. And one's not obligated to listen to their parents about where to live or what job to take. Similarly, when it comes to any mitzvah, any halacha, any minhag mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, as we learned with the story of Abraham, who didn't listen to his parents, one first is obligated to listen to God, and one does not listen to his parents. So even, let's say, your mom says, listen, don't go to Maariv. Don't daven with the minyan. Stay at home. If it's a normal, reasonable situation, it's not particularly dangerous, you should daven Maariv, and you should explain to your parents so that they can understand that this is a mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvahs, one is obligated to do what the Torah tells us to do and not to listen to your parents into that situation. However, when it comes to a stringency that you want to take upon yourself, but that's not written in the Shulchan Aruch, say a person decides he wants to fast every Monday and Thursday, and his parents say, no, don't fast Monday, Thursday. So there, since it's not a halacha, it's just an extra stringency that you're taking upon yourself, you would be better off and you should listen to your parents instead of taking that extra stringency upon yourself. But again, when it comes to any mitzvah, let's say moving to the land of Israel, or if you feel it's a mitzvah going to the army, or living in certain parts of Israel where there's a higher status, or really any other mitzvah, then one should actually not listen to their parents, and rather respectfully and kindly explain to them, always respectfully and kindly, why you're obligated to listen to the Torah first. All right, I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, if you're enjoying this daily halacha, please let me know based on the psak of the Pnini Halacha. Have a great day from Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim.